for summer school and a lesson today for those of you who look under the hood of your car and shudder. We're going to show you some maintenance you can do on your own. Our lesson takes place in one of the busy work bays at Girlington Garage in South Burlington.
I'm Demony Pollitt. I am the owner of Girlington Garage, and I'm going to change the oil today on a car. The first thing that you want to do is check the oil level to make sure that you're not losing oil in between oil changes. So then the next thing you do is you take the oil cap off. Most shops can't charge for oil changes what it actually costs them. No one would pay it. So I don't know that if you were to buy your tools and do the oil change yourself, you would necessarily save money. It's just the easiest thing to do, and cars are so complicated and so electrical nowadays that there's very little you can do yourself. So it's nice to know how to do something on your car. So now I'm going to lift the car. If you're doing this at home, you don't have a lift, so you're going to want to use a jack. On this car, the oil filter is at the front of the engine, and it's under what's called a splash shield, so I'm going to have to take that off. I was a social worker, and it was time for me to grow up and find a career. I was interested in psychology and being a mechanic, and it was 2 years of school for this, and like 6 years of school for psychiatry, so that was my decision made for me. You need to get some kind of at least plastic container that can hold, well, you'll know how much oil you're going to put in, so that can hold that same amount of oil when it comes out. You can buy specifically oil pans that have covers on them for doing oil changes at home. Those are really convenient because then you can bring it to any repair shop. Any shop that does oil changes has to take used oil. As soon as you pull the drain plug out, the oil pours out, so you want to have the drain pan under and forward of where the drain plug is. You could leave it slowly dripping for hours, but once it's just really dripping, then you're done draining your oil. You want to clean up the surface of where the oil filter is going to go, and then when you put the drain plug back in, you just want to wipe that off pretty quickly as well. Use a little tiny bit of oil and spread it on the new gasket of the new oil filter. It helps the gasket to make cleanly and create a good seal. And once everything's clean and you've put back the splash guard, if you have one, you can take the car off the jack and put oil in it. So we're back up under the hood of the car, and I've gotten a funnel, and I'm pouring the new oil in. Usually doing an oil change in the shop, it takes about half an hour, 20 minutes to half an hour. For the first time, I would plan on it being an hour. Do not feel bad if it takes you a long time to do it. That means you're being really careful and you're less likely to make any mistakes. If the first time you do your oil and it takes you 20 minutes, you probably forgot something really important. So now I'm putting the cap back on. Then I'm going to start the car, turn the car off, and check the oil level to make sure I put in enough, and then top it off if I need to. Otherwise, we're done.
That's Demony Pollitt at Girlington Garage in South Burlington showing us how to change the oil on our car. Next week, we wrap up our summer school series this year with a lesson in how to butcher a chicken.